This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour now, Judge Stephens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we go, and away we go. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if, whatever that term means, Jay. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, that's the, remember that song? That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Okey-dokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I get this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
that's
about making others better as a result of your presence? Yeah,
it
making it last.
Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. In your, if you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of them, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotone focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here, or generally, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true, the answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even. And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. This is for those who live in the colonial cities of America. People who are on the East Coast. Here's the story of a surgeon who ran about a mile to and from a hospital to pick up a liver for his patient after the courier's route was blocked by the Philadelphia road system, the grid, whatever, who knows. Lots of marathon runners, and this guy wasn't about to wait. So he's, by the way, 66 years old. Dr. Charles, no, this is Dr. Adam Bodzin, B-O-D-Z-I-N, trying to operate on Charles Rowe, who's waiting on the operating table for a liver so that he can have a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Save his life.
Blocking everything up. And when there is an organ transplant happening, the transportation part of that transplant,
time is ticking.
The clock is ticking. And,
a
surgeon was like, you know what? Out the door. I'll do it myself.
So he runs
full service
around the marathon at a couple of different points. Apparently, the police, the organizers didn't know what was going on. The police said there were access points for emergencies that would go to the hospital, but apparently that didn't work or something was snafu'd. So the doctor, so he's running. You can see him, picture him weaving back and forth along the marathon route through the stream of runners to reach the driver, take the container. The liver's on ice, and he goes back the same way and gets into the operating room quick thinker that he is, managing that transplant so the liver is all set and the guy's good.
Yeah.
Hooray!
That is just amazing. And events like these, event organizers and police do have access points for emergencies that may happen, especially heading towards the hospital. But this courier could not find their way. And even consulting police just was still struggling to navigate these streets.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Something else. Another good deed that is done by a good person on the Good Day program. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way, returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, or she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere. The amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across. And there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. Sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program, and this whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, they... His name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this? But they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, so... but it was, it's a, you know, it's like, with, Uber is $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody that, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Here, here.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag, a good example for your children. Set a bag up. In the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after, this is Good Day. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for...
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Review, a roundup of the items that are related to the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine, and that would include on our social media some of the news stories that you've been following this week. We ask that of those of you who care to participate in this. Social media is Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. So Jay, would you take us through some of the things, especially when it comes to the stories and what they are? Who is following what?
Oh, absolutely. Well, obviously, the Trump indictment is something that many are following. Yeah. Terry Seavey, Dennis joined in saying it. That's like 100%. Dennis was even indictment, all caps, exclamation mm-hmm. point.
Yeah.
Did something happen this week?
Mike Willard chimes in the news story. He's following most. The weaponizing of the DOJ for political gain.
That's becoming more and more obvious, let's put it that way. And from my perspective, anyway, I think that we've seen this before with other presidents. It's happened with other departments, not just the Department of Justice, but more often the tool of note is the IRS. When Tricky Dick was president, he went after all of the so-called people on the enemies list by sending the IRS after them there have been, when Hoover was running the FBI. That was pretty much nothing but a targeted weapon for people that didn't go along with her. And it wasn't about the president. It was like J. Edgar Hoover. He was the guy. He was more powerful than any president during his time, his tenure. And he'd just go after anybody he didn't like. He'd sick the government on him. So it's not the first time. And sadly, unless they defund some of these agencies, and I think when they look into it, they ought to be. You know, everybody yells and screams about defunding the police, which was nonsense, but there are some of these agencies that have outlived their usefulness, or they have too much history that's not good. And so, yeah, the government is used against you, and you pay the bill. What a wonderful reality. All right. I see... here's somebody that had been associated with the program, worked with Jennifer for a long time, who listens to us in Palm Springs. I haven't heard from Paul Stern for a while, but I call him out because every once in a while he pops up here. And
so he's a listener. He listens all the time.
Yep, I know he does. So anyway, what is he? Yeah, he says the same thing, sort of.
The unequal application of the law, which we have seen time and time again, where it's not only what happened, it's who did it. It's not how the law was broken, it's who broke the law.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we also have things that we haven't really talked much about the aliens this week, because I talk about them all the time.
Vegas. Huh? The illegal ones?
No. Well,
the outer space ones? Are they legal? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So they've all gone to Vegas, is that right, Jay?
Apparently, yeah. Stacey's following that one. Cheryl is following that one. Cheryl actually says pretty much following what everybody else is following, but also the aliens. What is up with that thing in Vegas? And that, do you remember that meteor that came down, the meteorite that came down, I want to say, at the end of April, where a few states saw it, and there was this one family in Vegas that thought it kind of came down more in their backyard or near their backyard, and they started seeing it. Figures that were questionable, and they called 911. And authorities have said that the 911 call is not a hoax. These people were genuinely terrified. They believed they saw something. And in, I think it was body cam footage, they caught audio of police officers who were even saying, like, my heart is fluttering. Like, I'm nervous. I'm actually really nervous about this, about checking things out.
Listen, there is a lot. Who was it that we had on, or was I just talking to somebody that, in my own circle of friends? I can't remember who it was. It may have been my son, in fact, that said something about how the government has been hiding this since the 50s, and in the next two or three years, we're going to be actually talking with aliens, because they're among us right now. So
they're in Congress.
Think about that, folks. Yeah, they're in Congress. George Santos, hello. It's 28 past the hour.
Nobody loves their cable company except for internet access. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. To find what you want to watch rather than the several hundred channels your cable or satellite menu force feeds you, explore cordcuttersnews.com. It's a buyer's guide for spending less or spending nothing on television. Founder Luke Buma told me that for the vast majority of Americans, everything they want to watch is available streaming. The only reason many still subscribe to cable or satellite is live sports, and many team channels now offer streaming. Some cord cutters do end up paying cable-size money, but what they end up with is 100% their menu. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More severe weather is hitting parts of the USA to begin the week. Storms that devastated areas in Texas and Oklahoma late last week moved into the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast states last night. Isolated tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds are possible in states like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in place for Louisiana and Texas, where it could feel as hot as 120 degrees in some areas. President Biden is in NorCal this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to Northern California. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today, where he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate-resilient projects. Biden is expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
From so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Lubricating your mind. I guess that's how we could equate this tune, Grease, because grease is a lubricator. Right? Everybody knows
it's
that?
It's the word.
It is the word. Everybody's heard about the word. This is talking. I just had a cookie. Excuse me. And I believe a bit of the chocolate has stuck in my craw. For a moment, you'll excuse me while I...
Well, cookies, especially chocolate chip cookies, are the breakfast of champions. I feel like they even have a cereal that is basically just little crunchy chocolate chip cookies. But I
those Choco things, whatever they are?
Yeah.
Cookie
Crisp, that's what it is.
Cookie, okay. Great. This is real health food for your child when you send them off to school. Let's have chocolate chip cookies and milk. That's basically what it is, right?
And milk is the healthiest part.
Right, that's for sure. All right. We have lessons to be learned here on the Good Day program. Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen, I suppose we could be the teachers of the air. There are specific things that happen when you call somebody on the phone and you talk to them. Do you have any recollection of being taught how to talk on the phone? Did your parents teach you how to speak on the phone?
How to answer the home phone, yes.
Yeah, what did they teach you to do?
You answer and you say hello, Hello. Bubble residents. And if they are asking for somebody else, you say, yes, one moment, please, or hold on, please.
Yeah, that's good. Do you smile when you talk on the phone? Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror when you were talking on the phone? If you do.
Back in the day, yeah, I feel like they used to say smile when you answer the phone because you can hear it in your voice.
Yes, you can. It makes your voice, when you're smiling, it makes your voice sound different, and people can hear it on the other end of the phone. When they know you're smiling, I think they respond better to you, don't you? When
you hear somebody
that sounds like they're smiling?
If I'm calling somebody in and you can hear the smile in their voice when they pick up, yes. And it's very different when you call someone and they answer the phone, what?
Right. What do you want?
Have you ever called a business and they answer the phone?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or they answer, yeah. I hate when they answer hello. Or I loathe when they answer hello. I should say that rather than hate. I loathe when they answer hello. Because then I look back at my phone and I'm like, did I dial the wrong number? And I reached a residence instead of a place of business?
Yeah. Welcome to Verizon. They're the one. They're great. And, you know, they're like doing you a big favor to even talk to you. Because I work for Verizon. I don't have to talk to you. Right. All right, so I offer that because a lot of times when people are calling our line here, 855-999-DOUG, I feel like they don't really know how to talk. It's single dimension because we're not answering the phone. We're allowing you or encouraging you to speak your piece without having to engage in a conversation. Maybe we should do some of these calls, James, live. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. That's where the calls come in when you dial 855-999-3684. Here's an example of a conversation that someone had with us about the Bud Light controversy.
Yeah, I got a concern or what have you, or it just boggles my mind how people are boycotting Bud Light. But Budweiser owns so many more products than just Bud Light. Budweiser, Mick Ultra, Stella, Firestone Walker. You know, if they want to boycott Budweiser or Bud Light, well, boycott Budweiser, which is look at their product line and see what they own, because they own a lot more than just Bud Light. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't even understand why there's a controversy. Do you?
Haters.
Honestly, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's all about negative. It's craziness. What in the world? Why would you? The stock of the Anheuser-Busch went down, the value of it, $15 billion because of this nonsense. $15 billion. For what reason? That's the question I have. What is the reason?
Well, and it definitely goes to show how many people there are out there that truly just hate people based on a disagreement of how we live our lives.
Yep. It's not manly to drink Bud Light anymore. Father's Day is just around the corner. So earlier this week, we played the Father's Day match game, asking you and sort of reiterating this because it might be a nice exercise to have on Sunday when you're with your dad. What's your father's favorite movie? What's his favorite television program? Great conversation. For those of you who find it hard to talk to your fathers for whatever the reason, and let's face it, there are people who have a tough time talking to their dads. Most of the time that's brought about by the fathers being kind of a stick in the mud or not really knowing how to communicate for whatever the reason. I think what brings it about, in my experience, if you have a tough time relating to your children or to your spouse, it's because you don't understand what fathering is all about or being a husband is all about. Fear. People, men who fear becoming fathers, men, people who fear becoming husbands, there's sort of an expectation, and I think men create this on their own. Tell me if you agree or disagree with this, Jay, that they're supposed to be perfect. I know that oftentimes I have felt, in terms of my own fathering of my children, there were times when my children put me in a position of feeling less than adequate when they were younger. And then the talk about perfection. It wasn't, the word wasn't used, but that was what, you know, the, what's the perfect father? I don't know. I think it has to do with what people discern as perfection. And so if you're trying, if you think your father needs to be perfect, you're probably not looking at it the right way, because there's no, you're not perfect, nor is your father, nor is your mother. Maybe you think that they are the perfect, and maybe they are for you, but they're far from perfect. And that's not the way that, you, that I don't think, anyway.
Well, no, and you ask children what they remember from different things, and more often than not, it's whether or not they showed up and playing with them. You ask any child who just went on vacation with their family what their favorite part was, and it's 9 times out of 10 going to be something along the lines of mommy or daddy played with me. Mommy and daddy played with me. It's something along that. It always comes down to the quality time.
Yep.
And the attention.
So if I said to you, Jay, what's the best thing your father ever taught you, what would you tell me?
Oh, to pinpoint one lesson? I don't know. He's taught me so many things. Don't brag on yourself, because anything brag-worthy, someone else will brag for you.
That's very good.
If you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room immediately.
That's perfect. I like that.
Oh, and treat everybody as equal, because no matter who people are or what people do for a living, we are all the same down deep to our core.
So maybe another way of asking this question, this is an exercise, obviously, for everybody that's listening. This is why we're doing it. Another way of asking that question is, what's the greatest gift your father ever gave to you? Is it a teachable moment? Is it something to do with your sisters?
Life lessons, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
What about you, Doug?
In what regard, Jay?
What is the best lesson your father has ever taught you?
My father was a distant guy. And he didn't have, and I don't mean this to sound negative, he taught me how to not do stuff. Does that make sense? But I didn't know it at the time. We mimic our parents. Mm-hmm. And so, early on, I don't know that I connected with my father particularly. There were times that we connected and times that we didn't. He was an orphan. He didn't have a clue about relationships, whether it be to his wife, my mother, or to us. But maybe that's true of all of us. We don't have, there's no book that teaches us how to be a father or how to be a parent. I think that he tried as best he could to under. He was very confused by the role, I think. And so it was, I don't know. I mean, I get emotional when I think about it, but then when you ask me the question that way, I can't come up with one thing. He taught me how to shake hands and be sincere that way. Matter of fact, I said that to a friend of mine. I had a meeting with a couple last night, and the wife has a very firm handshake, and I did talk about my father teaching me how he felt it was a sign of sincerity that if you shake hands firmly, then you mean it and you're a person of your word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, ask me, I'm digging around in my mind for things that I remember. But I was taught how to drive. I mean, most of my lessons in life were on the farm, and my father didn't have a connection to the farm. He had a connection to athletics and stuff. He played professional baseball, professional football. He was a boxer. He was a lot of things that I never related to. He didn't understand my love of the farm, gardening. He didn't understand my connection to tractors because he didn't have any connection to them himself. I get that. I had a contest once when I was... I was Cincinnati. I can't remember where I did this, but I saved a letter. I had a contest looking for the greatest dad in America. So it must have been, and I'm looking at this letter that came from New Bern, North Carolina. The lady's name was Linda Williams. I wrote on the note that she sent me a wonderful, wonderful creation. She writes, I've never known what it was like not to have a have the peace of mind that I have, the safe, clean home that I came home to every day. I was welcomed at home. I always had paper and pencil and lunch money. I had birthday celebrations, Christmas presents, and stockings. I had a beaming face in the audience. My father was always so proud of me. He was there at the science fair. He bought me a cowgirl suit. He always gave me a ride home. He read to me. He comforted me when I was sick. When I wanted to go to camp, he said, "What camp do you want to go to?" When I wanted to go to the movies, my father said, "What movie do you want to go see?" When I wanted to go to college, my father wanted to know, "What college did I want to go there?" My father expected me to do my best, to do my fair share of what needs to be done, and to acknowledge that there is something greater than me. And I was, because of that, very proud of my dad. So I nominate him for the Best Dad in the World contest, because he always worked very hard to make sure that things that I needed were provided for me, and that included love. He loved me without reservation. He knew about what eternal life was, and he taught me about that. And you can hear in my voice the emotion. This is, and I remember this is 1994.
Oh, wow.
Father's Day, 1994, this letter was written to me. So maybe that's a way of thinking about Father's Day. Think about your dad. Father's Day is coming up. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off SuperPay products and SuperDeck stains June 16th through the 26th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour now, it's time for car talk, as we say here in New England, car talk. It isn't just a New England thing. This is for everybody here in our country and all around the world that listen to this program. Nick Miles is here, rather worldly chap himself. He's our auto expert, and his website is, coincidence, I'm sure, rautoexpert.com. Nick is in Germany checking out the new Bavarian Motorworks cars, right? The BMWs.
Yeah.
What else are you checking out? You can't talk about it, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, there'll be no information. Actually, they've always done exciting things at Motorrad, which is what BMW call their motorcycle division. The biggest problem is Germans are considerably taller than I am. And so getting over one of these things, it's good luck with that. So I have to pick and choose my models excitingly, and they always show these beautiful motorcycles off. But then you have to have nice long 6'4" legs to get.
So you know how to drive a motorcycle, you can't reach the pedals.
It used to be the same with cars until people started doing adjustable pedals and seats. It doesn't stop me going fast.
Oh, that's fun. Stellantis, which is Chrysler, recalling hundreds of thousands of Jeeps because the rear coil springs can come off. What kind of engineering is that? What's the problem? Are these people losing their credibility because they aren't as quality control minded as they used to be? It needs to be, maybe an American company needs to buy it back.
Well, they always seem to have trouble with their rears at Stellantis. It was the rear axles in the Dodgers or the Jeeps. They do have a back-end problem. And I will say at least things aren't catching fire, but I still want my car fixed, and I want it done right with quality parts.
So, yes, exactly. You know, right. I looked at a headline. I saw a headline in a magazine that I had to bring to your attention. The headline reads, Biden is coming for our gas cars. People love their cars, that we all know that, and the rules that are being set up are so unreasonable. But the way things are going with the Bidens, the corruption charges and getting payoffs and all this other stuff, I don't know whether I'm beginning to think that the because the EPA is the pusher on this, that there's some that there's corruption in this. Although the car companies don't like making electric cars, it costs more money, it's tougher to do. Right? If they were left to their own, they probably wouldn't. None of them. Well, maybe a couple of them would make electric cars, but not the wholesale change that's going on now. That, frankly, I think is going to be hard to sell. The American public, as a whole, does not. Only 7%. When I saw a survey recently, I think you have one on your website as well. 7% of Americans are embracing electric cars. The rest of the country says no thanks. So
right, and there's pluses and minuses, right, for everything. I mean, electric cars are extremely fun to drive. They're exhilarating, but I don't like paying more for anything. And there's 350 plus million of us in this country, in America, and we're here for one major reason, and that is we have the choice
freedom.
To do what we want to do, and freedom. And the choice
7%,
of freedom.
According to this survey, 12% of Americans are considering whether or not to buy an electric car. And the numbers go up as you look further into the future, but 49% said under no circumstances would they ever consider nor would they buy. I thought the number would be higher than that, frankly, of those who are solidly against anything to do with electric cars.
Right. So there's this. You just have to look at what's the opportunity and the possibility, and people should have choice to do what they want to do. They should be able to have the choice to buy gas.
One of the things on your website is a focus on, it's actually a good analysis of the cost of used cars versus new cars. What I wonder, as I look at this, what the heck is a used battery-operated car that's 7 years old and the battery's no good, how are you going to get anything for that when it comes to a trade-in or selling it yourself? They're going to be worthless, right? Because the batteries will be, by the time you get to that point 7 years down the road, there's no life left in the battery, and it costs more money to put a new battery in than it does to buy a new car. That's what keeps
us in business, right? Because we can tell people those type of things and the information, so you don't have to go through a whole bunch of warranties and check all these cars out. So that keeps me in business.
Yeah. Well, keep that in mind, folks. As Nick is saying, used electric cars will be completely worthless. 7 years and the battery runs out. See you later, alligator. All right, good. Always great to have you here. Thank you, Nick. Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.